हरि ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरिगौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Page 71, Chapter 5, Narada concludes his teachings to Vasudeva. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, "Surprised that some people reject the Lord of great fame known through his appearances by his mercy. King Nimi asked a question, 'O knowers of Atma, what is their position? What is their destination?' Sri Chamasa said, 'Each of the four social orders headed by the Brahmanas was born through different combinations of the modes of nature, from the face, arms, thighs, and feet of the Supreme Lord in His universal form. Thus the four spiritual orders were also generated.'" Right, because they're also, so you have the Brahmins from the head, the Kshatriyas from the arms, the Vaishyas from the thighs, and the Shudras from the feet. And then on the ashrams, then the Brahmacharis are the feet, the Grihasthas are the thighs, the Vanaprasthas are the arms, the Sannyasis are the head. So it's the same four. It's all coming from the Lord's body. That's why then it's very important to appreciate that they're not something mundane. Right? Yes. Does that make sense? So the whole point is if it's just like, are we making a distinction between going to the market and, you know, telling who's doing the market very carefully, if that they understand without a doubt that they're, when they go to the market, they're to buy only spiritual potatoes. We don't want them buying any material potatoes. You know, they're just terrible. They just don't work properly, right? They either get too sticky or they fall apart or something. It's just they're wrong. Just don't buy material potatoes. Just buy spiritual ones. Right? Because that's how we do it, right? All our vegetables are spiritual, right? Right. So the point is you're buying potatoes, and then if you cook them for Krishna, then they take on that spiritual nature. And if you don't cook them for Krishna, then that's material. But it's the same material energy. You know, the external energy of the Lord. So in the same way, the Varnashram system is a system of social order. You can either have it in a scientific way or ignore it, and it will still be there, but not in a scientific way. So that means the different Varnas and Ashrams will all be competing and fighting over the different positions and all that, because it's not clear. Yes. But it will be there, because Krishna made it. You're not going to get out of it. Like that. So it's just a matter of, okay, you know, we can't follow this archaic, you know, Vedic system, because, you know, no one's qualified and everybody wants to fight over and try to lord it over everybody else. So therefore the Vedic system restricts that and says who does what and who's qualified for what. But we want to be able to fight over everything, so therefore then it's Kali Yuga, we can't follow this system. That's fine. But, you know, identify it for what it is. Right? So that scientific system then used for Krishna, that becomes Daiva Varnashram. And that scientific system not used for Krishna, that's just Varnashram. That's just the structure.
Can you say it's for water? Can you say it is for water if it is not?
It's perverted. It means if you want to get technical, it's called a Asurik Varnashram. So you have Daiva and Asurik. Asurik simply means it's the science and the mechanics of the science. And Daiva Varnashram means the science is being engaged in Krishna's service. So in Asura Varnashram, you're following Varnashram for the Dharmartakama and Moksha. Well, in Daiva Varnashram, you're following for Prema, and you're engaging Dharmartakama and Moksha in the Lord's service. That's the difference. Does that make sense? Yes. So it's not necessarily very well understood. Most things, Daiva Varnashram, we throw it out. Yes. No, Daiva Varnashram is just connected to Krishna. It's just It's not that we throw out the potatoes, and that's what makes it spiritual. If I throw out the potatoes, there's no lunch.
Yes.
So if you throw out varnashram, you don't have a social system.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. Straightforward.
We can say that in, for the material point of view, to follow varnashram gives some happiness, peace.
If you follow it, it'll be as good as you can get in the mode of goodness. But because the mode of goodness is not pure, there's some passion and ignorance,
yes.
So there will be disturbance.
Yes.
But it'll be less.
Yes, yes.
But it'll still be disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
Only in Shuddha, how you say, Shuddha goodness. Shuddha Sattva, yeah. That's a Shuddha goodness. Yes. Only in pure sattva. Okay, so then you can see is that you're dealing in pure devotional service, so it's all connected to the Lord. There is no disturbance. It may externally appear there's a disturbance because that's just the mechanics of how energy works. Right? Energy means if everything's going smoothly, it's called boring. Therefore, it will create problems just to create variety. But the point is that that's based on affection for Krishna, then where's the problem? It's just variety. Does that make sense? Because for Krishna, it's not about being the controller that's interested. He is the controller. Whatever he wants happens. So for him, it's going with how do the devotees unfold it? How do they... But he'll only trust those devotees that have prema. Because others, it'll be motivated. It's not about him or not fully about him. But those on the platform of prema, it's fully about him. Therefore, then the arrangements they make, then that's nice. So it's nicer. They make the arrangements. You know? It's like you see sometimes the adult in that sitting down, for whatever program the kid's doing. Like the daughter's having tea, and around the table sitting all of her, the teddy bear and the bunny rabbit and all those guys, like that. And that, and then whoever it is, the father, the grandfather, the uncle, whoever it is, they drag in, then they sit down there also, and they're drinking their tea. So that's more fun. Than if you're trying to get the daughter attend your tea party. So it makes sense. Why? Because it's all based on their relationship. So that's the whole point. So for Krishna, that's the fun. Right? So he doesn't need to be the controller. He is. It'll go. So within those situations, now he'll think of some wonderful arrangements and then make that happen. But it's still going along with what the devotees are. He says, as you surrender, he reciprocates. So how he can reciprocate so much in amazing ways, but it still is reciprocating what you do. Right? Does that make sense? So if the gopis are arranging a rasa dance, then he takes part in that. He wants the rasa dance, but how they arrange it, that's what's going to happen. Does that make sense? And if they decide to start an argument and all that, so it's delayed, then you go with the argument. So that's the whole thing. It's you play the role. And that's where the fun is. It's like friends get together and they decide to do a drama or something. And they make it up as they go. It's fun. Like that. So that's the whole thing. That's why it's pastimes. It's not... It just goes according to the desire of the Lord and the devotees. So it comes out very nice. Yeah, because otherwise, all the other demons he killed, there's been no complaint. But here, because you killed a bull, now you're impure, and so now you have to take it back. It's just reasons to, excuses to interact. That's the point. Especially, it means parental ras, okay, your hand is dirty, it gets washed, your nails are long, they get cut, you're hungry, you get fed.
Yes.
Right? There's a hole in your shirt, you get a new one, or you get it fixed.
Yes.
Like that. But when it comes to the conjugal rasa, it's basically all made up. What's the whole point? It's like that. You have to make, you have to create something. Does that make sense? So that's what they do. They create that. And that's what makes it the most fun. Cowherd boys also. Is that, do they have some? They just have to stand there and see that the cows, you know, eat the grass and drink the water and don't get, you know, taken away by lions and tigers and bears. That's it. You know? So what do? You know, it's that whatever's happening, they're going around bale trees, they're playing with that. There's a well, they have to shout into it. They, you know, all these things you do.
But it seems that they do more things than to take care of the cows. What we know is pastime, but outside taking care of the cows.
Taking care of the cows is the excuse to get out. Can you wrestle in that in Mother Jashoda's house?
No.
So therefore, then you need some cows to take out. Right? So you couldn't do that. And as kings, can they go and play like that?
No.
As Brahmins? No, you got to go to school, right? You know, so that's the thing is here is that they take out cows and now they can have all the fun. Some sense. Yeah. So that's the thing.
I was in one farm, so we went with the cows. The cows were going. So we went to that place. And after going, I said, no, what we have to do? They said, nothing. No one man is sufficient to take care of all cows. So after going there, there's nothing else to do. So they play.
It's nothing. You just have to, only if something, you know, if there's someone who wanders off or this or that. But otherwise, as long as grass is there, and if you see it's run out and they're going here and there, then you know another place, then you take them there. But there, the Vrindavan forest is such that they'll eat here and they'll just move to the next and keep going. So they just have to, you know, stay in the same proximity. So the Brahma Mohan Leela, they didn't. So that's the thing. They'd wandered off, they would go find them, but if Brahma hadn't taken the cows, they would have gone over and seen how far can they go. But because he had taken the cows, now, then Krishna goes and finds the cows are gone. Then he comes back, now the cowherd boys are gone. Then he goes, okay, game on, right? Let's see who ends up in the, you know, the Mohan here. So, thus the four spiritual orders are also generated. So we can see of that, then the spiritual is more important. So Prabhupada established that first. Then trying to establish then the social orders, but then you have to have, you know, how you say, you have to have natural human qualities and tendencies to establish the four social orders. But not having that, you establish the spiritual orders. With time, then people become human. Right? You know, and you may say, well, that's insulting, but it's not. Fifth canto of Bhagavatam, then is all the prayers of the, you know, Kanaras, Kimpurushas, and all those. And they say that, you know, we're forest people. We're not very cultured, but the Lord accepts us all. You know, so that's the whole point. So, you know, based on that principle, then we are able to take part. And this includes everyone except a few people, Bhavananda being one of them. He was cultured. Satsarup was cultured. There were some that were cultured. Ambarish Prabhu was cultured. Like that. Srudhamadhar Maharaj, yes, cultured. Well, he's from also from this side, right? You know, so you have those who are cultured, and then you have the rest of the yahoos, right? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates, in order to describe the unfortunate condition of those who do not worship the Lord, first, the practice of worshipping the Lord is described. The Brahmins arise through sattva, the Kshatriyas through sattva and rajas, the Vaishyas through rajas and tamas, and the Shudras arise from tamas, through tamas. Though it says in this verse that the four ashrams arose in the same way, they do not arise starting from the head. It will be said, the grihasthas are situated in the hips, the brahmacharis in the heart, the vanaprasthas in the chest, and the sannyasis in the head. That's an interesting one. Srimad Bhagavatam 11:17-14. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the chest. Okay, so then... Yeah, the vanaprasthas are doing that. The grihasthas are... But they put the brahmacharis in the heart. That's interesting, because they've also said where it mentions that the brahmacharis are the feet, where it all goes. But it appears the brahmacharis are also the aspect of the heart, because then they're just only doing things for Krishna. Right?
We can think of philosophy anyway.
Huh? Yeah. Yes. Because all these, and all of them are correct. That's the fun part. Because depending on what aspect you're looking at, then it's going to. But otherwise, it's only the brahmacharis that move. Everybody else stays in the same, as we had mentioned. You know, it's just like the brahmanas are the head, but the Vaishnavas are the heart.
Oh, yes.
Right? You know, when you're doing like that.
It mentions brahmacharis in the heart, vanaprasthas in the chest.
Yeah, so chest and arms are the same.
No, chest and heart is the same. So brahmacharis?
No, chest and arms.
Heart. Is the 1117 for the commentary? It says hips, heart,
chest and hips, heart, chest.
So chest and heart is same, so that means...
No, chest and arms are same.
Chest and arms are same.
Chest means arms.
Okay.
You want to show off your chest, you show off your arms.
Okay.
At least the boys.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not going to get into all this.
Okay, got it.
Right? Yeah. So in other words, the vanaprasthas... What are they doing? It means the Kshatriyas are protecting the society, seeing it's going on nicely, because they directly get involved like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, having been Grihasthas, you know, generally, though you can have the sages can go from Brahmachari to Vanaprastha, but generally, nowadays they don't. But in previous ages, you see so many of these, sages. You see them in, you know, wearing dhoti, saffron dhotis and all that. So they're like Brahmacharis, but they have the independence. Because they're technically vanaprasthas. They live out in the forest. Like that. So they're not with wife like that. So they're vanaprasthas. So they could be coming up from brahmacharis. They could be grihasthas that have become vanaprasthas without a wife. But at the same time as vanaprasthas with a wife, then that's also very standard. So they protect, they deal generally with the grihasthas. And they'll get into detail on how to, you know, organize and run your life and all that. Because they have the experience.
So vanaprastha give guidance to the grihasthas.
Yes. That's why they live on the edge of the village or the edge of the forest. Sannyasis can go right into the forest and see nobody in Haribol. Like that. So that's the whole point. So therefore, the arms they protect, but at the same time, it's depending on how you do it, the arms, the chest. Sometimes Kshatriyas are called the chest, sometimes they're called the arms, just like the Vaishyas are sometimes called the stomach and sometimes called the thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So basically, you can say from the abdomen down to the above the knees, that's the Vaishya area. You know, and then from the chest out to the arms, out to the fingertips, that's the, you know, Kshatriya area. And then what's above the neck, that's the Brahmins and the Sannyasins. Right? But then the Brahmacharis are mentioned here as the heart. So that's I haven't seen that one before. So that's nice.
Maybe that was written by a Brahmachari.
Yes, could be. It's a definite interpolation here, like that. Is it?
And usually when the Grihasthas are reporting, they put always the feet.
Yeah, and then they'll say stomach. They'll always say stomach. They're not going to generally say thighs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so then when they say feet, you say thighs. Everyone's going down. Because the thighs is where everything's generated from.
Mm-hmm.
They also say that, you know, so now they don't, but in the old literatures and that, you know, then, you know, this one sprung from his loins.
Mm.
You know, so it's the same kind of principle, because the Grihasa is the one that expand everything, that create, so depending upon what aspect you're looking at. Because the other three don't generate anything.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
It's not that you have five fingers, you wake up in the morning, there's six, because the fingers deciding to expand. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Three heads. Well, Vishrub had three heads. I think he was born that way. They didn't, like, you one after the other start popping out. Thus, the secrets of the Varnas is head, arms, thighs, and feet. Whereas for the Ashrams, it is hips, heart, chest, and head. In this way, the Varnas arose along with the Ashramas. Right? So then, he's putting this here, so this will be a very prominent one. We have to see what the others are and how it's quoted. But otherwise, then we'll take this as very, you know, standard here. Sri Chamasa continued, if any of the members of the four varnas and ashramas fail to worship or intentionally disrespect the personality of Godhead, who is the source of their own creation, right? Because they're coming from the universal form. They will fall down from their position into a hellish state of life. Footnote 28. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur assigns verses 2 to 3 to Bhagavad Akramichimala, chapter 11, entitled Analysis of the Process, Abhideya Vichar, which is in the Abhideya section of the book. So he's putting this aspect of Varnasham, the use of it and understanding it, in Abhideya, or in the process of devotional service. Right? We don't categorize it as Dasyam. Right? For us, it's just the social and spiritual orders that you use so that you can organize society nicely. Right? So everyone has something to do. But we don't count that as Dasyam in the nine processes. Right? But we'll see, from what I understand, the Sri's mud was counted that way. Because being Vaikuntha Bhaktas, then Varnashram, that prominence of it, is very strong. And so for them, functioning in that is part of being a servant. So Rupa Goswami specifically addresses that in Nectar Devotion. That doesn't mean we don't follow Varnashram. It's just that we use it for engaging our conditioning. But it's not a preparation for that same kind of structure in the spiritual world. Though it's there. Vrindavan, they have the Varnashram system, but it's not the structure on which the devotion to Krishna is based. While you see in Dwarka, then it's more there. But even there, it's still. But when you get to Vaikuntha, it's very much it's the form. So then for there, Dasyam, you're nicely situated in Varnashram because you're doing this as how your service works.
Yes.
Well, for us, we're engaging it. Because, does that make sense?
Yes.
You're going to follow Varnashram, and then you go there, you're going to do the same kind of thing.
Yes.
Even a lot of times as the husband and wife in Krishna consciousness, you know, following in this line, then they'll become husband and wife in the spiritual world. You know, in with their spiritual forms.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just continue on that kind of thing. Now it's, you know, you have better ingredients. The potatoes are of better quality. Now you have spiritual potatoes. Right?
Okay.
But in our line, it doesn't have any connection at all. No one's planning that's going to be husband and wife in the spiritual world. It's not working out that way. Can be any it means someone, yeah, it can be anything, it can be like that. Everybody knows that they'll all be friends in some way.
Mm.
So does that make sense? So even though it's very important for the structure and for especially Vaidhi Bhakti, but it doesn't mean that it takes on that prominence. It's engaged in devotional service.
Yes, yes.
But itself, it's not devotional service. It's analyzing it, understanding it, and engaging it. That's the devotional service. There are many persons who have little opportunity to take part in discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, and thus it is difficult for them to chant His infallible glories. Persons such as women, Shudras, and other fallen classes always deserve the mercy of great personalities like yourself. And this is he's quoting from somebody. Oh no, it's just what Chamas has said. It's just in a different size. We switched fonts. Oh well. Getting more information. Okay, no, that's just him speaking. Yeah, because the tendency is that women shudras in the fallen classes, that they're not so interested in Krishna consciousness. Like that. So if one is put into situations where the Krishna consciousness is going on and it's attractive, and the atmosphere is nice, then naturally one would take part. And then when those things aren't happening, you may not be absorbed in those things. Does that make sense? But someone who has developed Shraddha or faith in the Lord, right, then that's a different category. Because now they are seeing Krishna in all aspects.
Yes.
Does that make sense? So, in other words, the followers of Varnashram That way everybody's involved. But it's not necessary that everybody is involved in Daiva Varnashram.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the idea is that if the Dwijas are involved in that, then the others will be involved. Does that make sense? But the point is as a devotee, then one can be involved oneself. And at the same time, you have this backup. Does that make sense? So then in this case, then the women, the shooters, and the other fallen castes, they actually have two aspects they can take advantage of. Their own being Krishna conscious, and the system itself that involves them in being Krishna conscious. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like the husband has to think of Krishna, then he'll go back to Godhead. Right? The wife can think of Krishna, or think that the husband who's thought of Krishna. So they have two aspects. So it's, you know, more fail-safe. Like that. So that kind of point is that Krishna is very kind. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. Footnote. Oh, 29. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur assigns verse 4 to Bhagavad Akramichimala chapter 15 entitled Analysis of Favorable Conditions for Bhakti, Bhakti Anukulya Vichar, which is in the Abhideya section of the Thakur's book. Right? Because you're dealing with persons who are liberated. And so their understanding of it and all that works very nicely. They know how things work and everything like that. And one may complain that, oh, but they're saying all these things about that. But, you know, in the spiritual world, they are also girls. So, yeah. We'll leave it at that. So there's no bias. Does that make sense? Huh? Yeah. Those who are distant from topics of the Lord, who are devoid of the good fortune of association with devotees, or distant from kirtan of the Lord, who are deaf to it, should receive your mercy first by instructions on bhakti, and then by the dust of your lotus feet placed on their heads. The BBT purport states, the words patantyada indicate that one who falls from the varnashram system will have no means of avoiding sinful activities, because Varnashram is to keep you from doing sinful activities.
Yes.
We throw out Varnashram, what's to restrict you from doing sinful activities? Because we'll say, no, we're doing that because we have to be nice, we have, oh, this is not considerate, it's not this and that, and so, but then what will protect? Like that, because the modern system, if we take the modern culture, it does not protect. It means the first, at least, the first world is based on meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. That's how it works. Right? Like that. So, yeah. So, and as you go down into the other cultures of the world, you see basically they have the same principles also. But they have a tendency to have little more restrictions, so within their particular flavor, they stay there. But we see the more we go up, they're exactly on the ladder. When you go up the food chain, yeah, that would work. As you go up the food chain, then the ones on top can eat anything. Right? The ones below, they eat their specific thing. Right? Does that make sense? You know, the cows eat grass, the buffaloes eat grass, the deer eat grass, all these guys, they all eat grass, and that's just what they're very specific. The lions can eat them all. Right? So that's the whole point, is that as we remove these restrictions, that just means it gives opportunity that we can do anything. So then the more we can do anything, then the more less in common we have with other people. And the less we have in common, the less community there is. And the less community there is, the less interaction and social things and economic development and all this there is. So even though we profess all this liberality to make it, to get more and more sensual, economic sensual benefit, in actuality, we end up with less. Because it's just a matter of time. Like I mentioned the other day, I saw this presentation that even those who identify as liberal and are quite liberal in the modern context, they're getting really, really tired of those who are politically correct. because you can't get anything done. There is no standard. It's totally self-centered around a political... Whoever's politically correct is self-centered around them. You can't function. You can't do anything. So that's the point. You take it so far, it just becomes totally self... Because each person then is their own thing. You can't function. Like that? Because... we'll go into it. So that's the varnashram means how to avoid sinful activities and be engaged in pious activities. Why pious activities as opposed to sinful? Pious activities are the ones that are recommended to engage in Krishna's service. Right? You know, it's just like if I restrict what I'm using as ingredients for cooking to what's recommended, I can offer it to Krishna. If I don't restrict, I can't offer it to Krishna. So that's the whole point. The Vedic system, that system of varnashram, the system of piety, then makes it that now you can offer this to Krishna. And if we drop that, then what's to define what's offered to Krishna? Then we start to define. Like I've seen some temples, they've taken up, they've left our standard, you know, Krishnatarian diet and gone for the vegan. And then Krishna's got to be vegan. And they have their whole philosophy how Krishna wouldn't want to eat anything that's not vegan. Funny, he was eating all these other things before they were vegan. But the day they turned vegan, now Krishna has to be vegan. So what has this got to do with Krishna? What has this got to do with piety? What has it got to do with upliftment? Yeah, it's better than a meat eater. But it's just as not Krishna conscious. Because it's not about Krishna. Right? So Prabhupada said, we're not vegetarian, we're Krishnatarian. We eat what Krishna eats. Vegans don't eat what Krishna eats. They eat what they want to eat. Does that make sense? So that's the difficulty. If you're a karmi, great. That means you're thoughtful, you're, you know, like that. You're better than the other people who are meat eaters. But if you're a devotee, then, you know, get it together and be devotional. Learn what Krishna likes. Like that. The doctor tells you that's what you have to do, fine. Who cares? Then it's not a philosophy. Right? Does that make sense? So we're only saying that to show that you don't follow the varnashram, what's going to control? So even though you may say, oh, but we're pious, but you're pious at the expense of Krishna. Smartas are like that. Smartas follow the rule at the expense of devotion to Krishna. It's not about what Krishna wants, it's about what the rule is. The difference is the Vedas set the rules for the smartas, and one's own feelings set for anything we make up. And the funny part is, those who become vegetarian, very few of them stop being vegetarian. I mean, some percentage. But there's a huge percentage of vegans who stop being that. What do they go to? They don't go to vegetarian. They go to meat eating because they hate vegetarians. Like that. So that it's funny like that. So what we have to see is that there's nothing to control. But in varnashram, human food is given. You follow that, then it works nicely. You don't follow that, you make up your own. Then if you fall from, you know, your whatever your good standing, what do you fall to? What's the control? Because it's just what you feel like. Right? We're Krishnatarian because that's what Shastra says. Someone's vegan because they feel like it. So if you feel like, you know, a Big Mac double cheese, then that's what's going down. Does that make sense? Then, you know, because it's just what you feel like. Rather than what Shastra says, what the Varnashram says. So we need structure. It's very important to understand that these things sound good on the material platform. They do. You're nice, you care about the animals, and this, that's great. But the point is you care about the animals, not Krishna. Krishna's caring about the animals. Right? And so everybody's supposed to be engaged. Humans, according to their nature, they engage. Right? So then there's a structure. You take care of the, like, you know, especially the cows. Vegans don't take care of cows. It's not their philosophy. Someone was telling me they were talking with you know, some vegan person, you know, someone involved in the movement, and then they said, but if people stop drinking milk, what happens to the cows? You know, because they're all part of the human kind of seed. And they said, we don't care what happens to the cows. Our point is you shouldn't be dealing with the animals. Does that make sense? That's the whole point. It's not about, you know, what's favorable to Krishna. It's just they have a philosophy, we don't do anything to do with animals. We're humans, we just deal with animals. So what happens to the cows, they don't care. Because one has to remember, you know, cows are known for dairy. If you don't drink dairy, then what happens to the cows? They go to the slaughterhouse. So, that means, that's why then if you're a vegan and you stop being a vegan, you have to go back to meat eating, because by being a vegan, then the dairy's closed, there's no milk anyway, so you go back to meat eating.
So it's extreme, this on that.
Yeah. It's a political position. It's better than the Karmi's meat eating position. It's better. They're less violent. It's a Buddhist philosophy. Vegan comes from Sri Lankan Buddhists. They've always been vegan. No one else was vegan. Right? Chinese were, I think, because they can't digest milk. Like that. That's why they do soy and all that jazz. But if they take milk, they'll develop the enzymes. But otherwise, they don't naturally have them. So it comes from there. And then so for them, it's a philosophy. But they're Buddhists. Like that. You know, we're supposed to be followers of the Vedic. So why would a Buddhist philosophy... Because Buddhists, is there God? Does it matter about God? No, it's about being good, being nice. That's what it's for. Buddhism is for making people who are like animals, you know, meat eaters, into peaceful, non-violent people. So if someone's doing that, that's good. It's a karma. But as a devotee, then what has it got to do with us? You know, we're interested in being Krishna conscious. Does this make sense? So we're not interested in these political platforms. Because that's what it is. You're politicizing the cow. Like that. You have to have something to politicize. Now it's that. You go back a few years, it was the blue whale. Then it was, you know, something else. And then... You know, it was all the kids in Biafra during that day, you know, like that. There's always some global thing that you have to be a nice guy about. And so then that's what's happening. So this happens to be the flavor, you know, of whatever it is, however long it lasts. It'll go for a while, but then you'll also see it'll go by the wayside.
Maharaj, if we don't accept authority, we accept our feelings.
We accept our feelings. The Vedic system is feelings are involved, but they can't be where you start from. It's a descending process. See, feelings means it's ascending process. Yes. I start with my feelings, then I go out to the surroundings, then I go to Krishna. Yes. But it has to start from Krishna, your surroundings, then you, and now your feelings in that environment. So feelings, so when we will say that, people say, oh, you don't care about feelings. Of course we do. But we don't care about feelings first.
Yes.
You know, it's Krishna first, Shastra first, Guru Shastra and Shastra first. Then it's feelings within that field. Because then it's restricted. So within that, now you can have feelings here.
Yes.
And you can say, oh, but that's too restricting. It won't be natural. It won't be this and that. But then what's natural? Define natural. Because if it's just how you feel... Then if people just do what they feel like, you know, it's like you're in the airport, and then there's people whose their kids are running around yelling and screaming and knocking everything over. They feel like that. So then you shouldn't complain. You know what I'm saying? But we said, why don't they controlling their kids, this and that? He said, but you're restricting us. You know? That's the whole thing. It's people do what they want. You know what I'm saying? So you know, it's just, you can just see in history, the problem comes from people doing what they want, not what they should be doing. So when you do what you should be, and then within that environment you engage your emotions, then it works very nicely. But if you start with your emotions, then your emotions, the next guy's emotions, they're not going to match. And so then nothing really can happen. And if it does, it's simply the modes of nature get a whole bunch of people together, and then it dissipates. Does that make sense? So, in other words, the problem's not with this one, that one, this or that. It's the point is, how is it connected to Krishna? It has to start with Krishna. That's the consideration. So within that, then you have to see. Because if you go, okay, well, you know, in this case, the milk's not pure. Yeah, but neither is the camphor. Are all our temples used pure from the tree camphor? Or it's from the petrol camphor? And the petrol came from the crude oil, which came from, you know, some hole that they drilled in the earth. You know, so they're abusing Mother Earth, and you're quite cool with that. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing, is no one cares about that. And when are you complaining about this? On your computer. Right? What does it take to make your computer? The other day I read 1 ton of, raw material it takes to produce one computer. So they have to take 1 ton of stuff out of the ground and then refine that, this, that, and then eventually become your computer. Right? Everybody has a computer. How many tons is that? So is that not abuse to the earth? You know? What about the water? We don't mind living it. If they were so worried about everything's got to be pure, why aren't they living it up in the mountains? There you get good air, good water. They breathe abused air, drink abused water. Talk to abused people. You know, you should give up talking to anybody who's abused, because you don't support this. And they might say, well, what does that got to do with anything? Exactly. That's the point. What does it got to do? Because you say it's abused, then you won't use it. So that's the whole point. Is you know, they'll say, oh, we're being practical, and so is everybody else. You don't drink milk, you don't have any brains. You don't have any brains, you can't understand this philosophy. Like that. That's how it goes.
They have the proof.
So this is the proof, yeah. But does that make sense? So the point is they're just haphazardly choosing which things they're going. That's what I'm saying. Today it's this. Tomorrow it'll be something else. That's all. On the political field, how long can you go on chewing the same thing? You have to get something new to chew. Like that.
It's like, if you follow Shastras, we are safe from unlimited problems like this.
Yes, we're safe from unlimited problems. That's why now, we have to use our intelligence how to apply the scriptures. So it's not just saying and then again use our feelings. That we have to see what do the acharyas recommend, what is the thing, what works, because it's not just I'm following this rule, but that rule is in the context of other rules. And so you have to see that it's all being followed, just like Vaishnav sees all living entities equally. So in that context, now you can apply the Varnashram. So the soul is in this body, does this, the one is that, then they're engaged in Krishna's service. So you see them all equally. You don't make a distinction, I'm better and this and that, because Shastra doesn't say that. Because even you say, I'm better, okay, I'm the Brahman. But the point is the Brahman is coming from the universal form. So Krishna is the Brahman. We're not the body. The body, the gross and subtle body, that's the Brahman. We're not the gross and subtle body, so we're not the Brahman. In the same way, we're not the Shudra. Right? We're the soul. But we happen to be in that body, so we do those duties to please Krishna. Right? Because Krishna wants his head to do certain things. Right? Krishna doesn't walk around bouncing on the top of his head upside down. Right? That. You know, you walk on the feet. So that's what you do. If you're in the position of the feet, you do feet stuff. You're in the position of the head, you do head stuff. Right? Do the feet have to figure out where to go? No, the head has to figure out where to go. Does the head have to walk there? No, the feet do. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. Everybody has their position. So it's a matter of how to be engaged in Krishna's service. So it's not a matter of politics. It's not a matter of economics or justice. It's a matter of what pleases Krishna. That's what we're trying to do. Does that make sense? Yeah. Nor will a person receive any credit for performing sacrifice, and thus you'll gradually sink down to the lower and lower species of life in hellish conditions. Right? So if you're performing activities that you're not supposed to be doing, then how do you get the benefit from that? You can say, I'm doing it to please Krishna, but only that mood, that little mood that's there to say, I'm doing it to please Krishna, is the devotional part. All the rest of it is not, because Krishna says, do your duty, don't do someone else's. So if you want to please Krishna, then do what he says. That's the whole point. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because there's methods to do things. You know, it's just like, I don't know, you still have it? The lines, like, I always remember it when you go to the train station to buy tickets. Right? In India, there's a window. Right? And there's one guy behind that window that sells tickets. And there's this, you know, 30, 40 guys in a line. Right? And that. And so that's their line. And so you think it's the only line. No, there's two lines. Just there's no women there. Because if a woman comes, she goes straight to the front. She stands on the left of the counter. So when the guy on the right of the counter, he finishes, then she's next. Because it goes, you do one man, one woman, one man, like this. No?
Yes.
Is it still like that?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's all it. So, yeah. So the point is everybody has their way of doing it, doing things. It's just the way it works. Like, I remember once one lady was complaining how they're not treating us equal at the same time. I'm heckling in the same sentence, complaining the last time she went on the bus, no one got up and gave her a seat. Kind of like, if you want equal, you stand. You want to sit, then? That's what is for lady. You can't have both. You know? So that means equal is I get everything. The men only get their part, I get everything. That's equal. And then, if we really want to have fun, is there equality among the women? All the women get the same position, same authority, same facilities, same exact everything. Yeah? That's where the fun starts. And thus you'll gradually sink down into lower and lower species of life in hellish conditions. Right? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti has pointed out that the original cause of offending the Lord and falling down from one's position is not learning how to properly worship a bona fide spiritual master. Right? Because the spiritual master will show you how to do these things for Krishna. That's the real point. Right? One who is trained to offer respectful obeisances of worship to the bona fide spiritual master automatically offers proper worship to the Supreme Lord. Without the mercy of a bona fide spiritual master, even a so-called religious man will gradually become atheistic, offend the Lord by foolish speculation, and fall into a hellish condition of life. So if you don't take up worship of the spiritual master and following the directions given by Krishna, then one will gradually become atheistic. Because you'll depend upon your own knowledge and skill. So the secondary, rather than the purpose of that secondary to please Krishna. So one has to be very, very careful. Someone the other day mentioned something that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was talking about. If you're not careful about this particular situation, devotees will become agnostic. He doesn't say atheistic, but agnostic. But I don't remember the context. So in other words, one has to be careful. So one always has to be situated nicely in the direction of the spiritual master, the association of the devotees, the scriptures, like this, Guru Sadhu Shat. Then one's strong. Because if not, you speculate too much, you don't follow, then one will become agnostic. You're not against the Lord, it's just that the Lord doesn't really matter. You know what I'm saying? That's the... The word dure indicates those who have little opportunity to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they can be explained as... Oh, okay. That was still in English. I was going to go ye. That's not. It's ye. Ye? Or is it ye?
Ye.
Ye. Okay, yeah. But actually, you know, like you have... Ye, yeah. Ye. Okay. Ye sadhu sangha bhagya hinaha. Those who are bereft of the association of saintly persons and pure devotees. Generally, though, so that's the definition of dure, right? Mm-hmm. They don't have the bereft of the of saintly persons and pure devotees. Generally, those who are advanced in the spiritual science of Krishna consciousness avoid contact with women and low-class men. In general, women are lusty, and shudras and other low-class men are habitually addicted to materialistic habits, such as smoking, drinking, and woman hunting. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned the sadhus, or saintly persons, to avoid intimate connection with women and low-class men. The practical result of such a restriction is that women and low-class men are often bereft of the opportunity to hear the glories of the Lord chanted by saintly persons. Thus, Sri Chamasamuni instructs the king that he should especially give his mercy to such fallen persons, right? Simply because by that restriction, then one doesn't get the association, so then that one should especially see the seed that they get, but on this spiritual platform. That's the whole point. Because the materials, we're not saying that that's missing. It may, by the situation of the modern society, it may be missing. But the point is following the Varnashram, the whole, you know, how you say, social, emotional, economic, all these things, that's not missing. Mm-hmm. So what's missing is the spiritual. So then the spiritual comes. So that's why you see is that then, we see is that when it comes to spiritual activities and all that, then everybody's involved. Yes. Yes. Right? That's the whole point.
Is he telling the Kshatriya, him as a Kshatriya to King of Kumaras? He's telling the Kshatriya's duty is to engage these people in devotional service.
So, Maharaj Nimi, you're looking at him as the Kshatriya.
Because the saintly people are told not to associate. So, he's supposed to engage like that. Ensure that they also get the opportunity to do devotional service. Just ask him.
I mean, that's one aspect you could look at. But also, he's a devotee, right? Means, are we hearing this because he's a Kshatriya? Mm-hmm. Right? Otherwise, we're hearing because he's a devotee. Right? Because the questions he's asked, he's trying to help everyone. So he sees that you could take it from that aspect that he is a devotee, and then in the position of authority as the king, then to see that these things are happening. But the point is, the devotees see that these things are going on. Does that make sense? So that's the difference. So you're not associating with women, and that you're associating with devotees. That's the point. Right? Because as women, then you have men. But as devotees, then you have devotional service. So hearing and chanting, that doesn't adjust. But when you apply practical, then that will start to adjust, because then everyone has their position in the Varnashram. So you have to see where it is. But to the direct activities of devotional service, then you're not making really any distinction. Unless it has something that does have an aspect of distinction. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like deity worship. Okay, then in deity worship, then you'll see is, of deity worship, the 16 items, Krishna especially likes 5 items. Right? Nice food, nice clothes, nice ornaments, nice scents, and
this?
Huh?
This?
No. Someone else is saying? Flowers, yes. Flowers. So you'll see is that if you have a man dress and a woman dress, then, you know, you can see the difference, because in the puja, the women will make more of an attempt in these 5.
Yes.
While the men will tend more towards the technical points. And those men who have an understanding of aesthetics, then they'll do nicely. Right? You know, if they do nicely, they do really nicely. You know, like Omkar. Like that. So that's how it'll work. Or, you know, he was, you know, man, or you have here, what's his name?
Kurma.
Kurma Chaitanya. You know, he does the most, you know, amazing, simplest kind of thing that's the most refined.
And quick,
yeah, very good. Because that's what Omkar, yes. First he dressed, just, I think, maybe, I'm not sure if he just dressed Radharani. Then with time he just Radha and Shamasundar. Then he did the altar. But with time, at the end, the last years, he did all of them. Yes. You know, so Kurma learned from him. Mm-hmm. So the style and all that, and then how to be very quick like that, because... Mm-hmm. Because Prabhupada wanted the puja done in 20 minutes.
Yes.
So, you know, should be quick. 20 minutes, huh? What? I never heard that.
And even when he teaches, he has a particular science when he teaches.
Has he?
He has a science when he teaches him how we should dress.
How we should dress, yeah, and all that. So he can show. So the idea is that you'll see a difference. So then Shaligram is just technical. So that's why in the Shastra it doesn't mention the ladies that would be the natural thing that they would do is worship Shaligram. Mm-hmm. You know, Govardhan they could, but because he just takes that basic 16 with the focus on the five. Mm-hmm. The Shaligram, it's about the 16 done technically correctly. Mm-hmm. You know, and ideally the 64. So then that's for the men. Because if you see the women do worship the Shaligram, the rituals they use are very, very simple. In fact, they might not even cover the 16. And they'll just focus on those five. Yes. So the point is for a Shaligram, how much of the five can you do? You can do for a deity nicely, therefore the ladies worship the deity. And then Krishna gets the most benefit from that. Right? Because the time it takes you to put the face on the Shaligram, you could draw all those designs on his arms or feet and all that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So then more would happen. Mm-hmm. So it's just that's why it's set up that way. Mm-hmm. You know? Not that you can't do, but the point is it won't give as much effect as the other. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yeah. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so great and the holy name of Krishna so potent that any man, woman, child, or even animal can become purified by chanting Krishna's name and taking prasadam. Right? Like that, what's it? Shivananda sends dog. Right? The sanctified remnants of Krishna's food. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, no sincere person is restricted from achieving the highest perfection of self-realization. That's the point. No one is restricted from that. But which activities you engage to get to that will vary depending upon who you are. Yes. Otherwise, if we say it doesn't matter because we're not this body, then we're saying it doesn't matter guna and karma. So then anybody could be the temple president. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like that. Anybody could drive the car. Anybody could go and meet that big guy for that big donation, you know, so like that, you know. Does that make sense? So that's the whole point, is that why it's not used across the board. So that's why I'm saying we have to be careful of political applications of these things, or politicizing these things. It has to start with Krishna and pure devotion, you know, that's given to us by the acharyas. Then applying it, then it becomes very nice.
So much for that, we need to always put the pure bhakti in front.
Yes, it always has to be put in front. And that's what we're seeing, is that Prahlad Maharaj brings that out. Mm-hmm. From the seventh canto, you're seeing that, and as you go, it gets more and more. And here, now, we're hearing from these Paramahamsas, but that's all they're saying. Yes. In detail, they give very little. They're just showing how it has to be pure devotional service and how everything connects to pure devotional service. Is the detail that has already been given in the first six cantos. Yes. Like that. So you don't have to go into that. Mm-hmm. Not that you couldn't at this point, but there's no need to. Mm-hmm. Plus, time's running out. Right. But, yeah. That's what you see at the end of the 10th canto. You already started speeding the stories up.
Yes. Yes. That means for us, keeping Rupa's teaching is important because we are mixed devotees. We mess up the things.
Yes, we always. But even if we weren't mixed devotees, we'd still... That's what you do. That's just the etiquette anyway. That's what you want to do. You want to, because the point is you're trying to please Krishna. So it's not just a managerial point. Because then the point is, I'm not messing things up, so I don't have to listen to that. Right? Because then it comes down to knowledge and skills. But it's that, no, we want to please Krishna. Krishna is pleased with his devotees. Right? Now, then, so that's already complete. Krishna's interaction with the Sarup Shakti, what can you add to it? Right? So then, an example is given that Radharani's love for Krishna is like that of Mount Meru. Right? It goes through the whole universe and it's solid gold. And everybody else's love is like a mustard seed. Doesn't say a yellow mustard seed, so at least it's kind of got the same color like the gold. No, it just says a mustard seed. And depending upon where you're from, some of them are real small. I'm not sure. Is the really small ones called rye? Yeah. Yeah. Like that. So, like that. Bengali ones are quite big, so that's why we hang out in Bengal, because we have, you know, we're more of a mustard seed if we're in Bengal.
It's all about the size.
Huh?
Size and proximity.
Yes, size and proximity. Yes. Okay. So, then the whole point was is Krishna left because Radharani left. So then millions of mustard seeds won Mount Meru. Millions of mustard seeds, which do you take? Mount Meru. Right? So that's the whole point. It's all done. So now what we're trying to do is we're not trying to, you know, get up there and it's us and Krishna, so it's Krishna and a mustard seed. We're trying to that Krishna, Mount Meru and a mustard seed. So we can add that mustard seed to Mount Meru. And Krishna is so refined, he can appreciate that mustard seed being off added to Meru. But just a mustard seed? Krishna's unlimited. Srupa Shakti is unlimited. We are specifically limited. You know? Like that. There's no limitation on the others except for what it wants to be, but we're limited. That's our definition. Does that make sense? There's unlimited jivas. That is there. But we, as a singular jiva, are limited. And when we appreciate that, then we want to be in that line. And so if Mount Meru plus a mustard seed then adds flavor to Mount Meru, so Mount Meru plus a mustard seed, then we'll add even more. And then, you know, and so technically it's plus a mustard seed, plus a mustard seed, plus a mustard seed, 1,000 times plus a mustard seed. You know, isn't that what Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Right. Yeah. I say mustard seed, honey, mustard seed. Yeah. Yeah? So that's the point. So that's what we're trying to do. So this whole thing of prestige and this and that and all these, what has that got to do with reality? If someone's giving a class because it's prestigious, why are they giving class? We're giving class because that's the service that has to be done, these kind of aspects. But if it's a matter of prestige, then why are we involved? You know, better to go clean the toilet, less prestige.
More efficient.
Yeah, more efficient. Get more bhakti done. Yeah. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, no sincere person is restricted from achieving the highest perfection of self-realization. Yes. Like, no sincere yes. person means, because it's not about knowledge and skills. It's not about the position. It's about that surrender. Whereas the impersonalists and yogis tend to be selfishly concerned with their individual realization and achievement of mystic power. Right? Does that make sense? So when we're interested in political positions, economic yes. positions, it's the same as them. Mm-hmm. But we're devotees, so it's better. So we're not in that same atheistic position, but it takes on that aspect of mixed devotional service. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's not, even if we do everything perfect, we're not wanting to be in the front. We want to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Mm-hmm. That's our position. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So that's what we do. Mm-hmm. So it's not that, oh, but when I become perfect, then I don't have to follow. No, we're still. That's why it said the liberated personalities who are on the platform of prema, they're technically called ragatmika. Mm-hmm. We're raganuga. Mm-hmm. So in one definition, then when you come to prema, then you're ragatmika, because the life of what you do is rag, or that attachment to Krishna. But even in ragatmika, we're raganuga. We're following the rag of other ragatmika. So we may be ragatmika, but we're a raganuga ragatmika, following the rag of the other ragatmika bhaktas. So that ragatmika is always going to stay, because if we become the same, then that's the same as the Maya body. So now I'm imperfect. When I come perfect, then I don't need guru. So that never happens. Whatever is the line, it will always be there. That connection, it will always be there. But in the spiritual world, it takes on more of a flavor of friendship, because all living entities then have a relationship or friendship. Maybe senior, maybe junior, equal, you know, you say confidential, but it's a friendship. Then you have your specific relationship with Krishna. Mm-hmm. In one of the rasas. But mm-hmm. friendship is the standard with all the living entities. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. But still, mm-hmm. your connection to Krishna is through the spiritual master. Mm-hmm. That's going to remain. Mm-hmm. It has always been the custom of the Vaishnavas to be merciful to all classes of living entities. Right, while the impersonalists and yogis, they tend to just do their own thing. Sri Chamasa continued. On the other hand, brahmanas, members of the royal order, and vaishyas, even after being allowed to approach the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Hari, by receiving the second birth of Vedic initiation, can become bewildered and adopt various materialistic philosophies. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. This verse describes those who become indifferent to bhakti by obtaining a small amount of jnana. Brahmana, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, having attained qualification to worship the Lord's feet by study of the Vedas, through receiving the sacred thread, Shrotena, become bewildered by the results of karma, since they interpret the meaning of the Vedas, which causes the bewilderment. So the Vedas are considered the lotus feet of the Lord. So if you reject the Vedas, then how are you surrendering to the Lord's lotus feet? It is said in Gita, Yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadant yavipashtitaha Vedavara ratah parta nanyad astiti vadinaha. The unintelligent people, absorbed in discussing the Vedas, propound the theory that matter is everything, attractively speak flowery words. Bhagavad Gita 2:42. So they'll find ways to very poetically present materialism, and it just sounds so good and so nice. So that's the whole thing. If we get distracted by the flowery word, these flowery words, and this is distracted by the flowery words of those who are propounding from the Vedas, let alone for the flowery words of those propounding not from the Vedas. So one has to be careful because you get distracted by the language. That's what we were saying before about the political correctness. It's just language. Is that they figure out what's today's, you know, what's the flowery word of the day. And then according to that, then everything is based on that. And if you're not using the flowery word of the day, then there's a problem. Right? Yes. So the difficulty comes down is that you have to have, you means presenting things in a poetic, attractive way is natural. That's human nature. And especially of human, then the Vaishnavas, they're naturally poetic. But but it's not about the poetry, right? Because being poetic is one of the 25 qualities, right? The 26th, the important one, is that surrender to Krishna. So all the other 25 are various ways to express that surrender to Krishna. So when we put more emphasis on the poetry, then we've missed the point. But it doesn't mean that we don't say things in a nice way. It just means that that's not perfection. Sri Chamasa continued, ignorant of the art of work, such arrogantly proud fools, enchanted and enlivened by the sweet words of the Vedas, pose as learned authorities and offer flattering entreaties to the demigods. So the art of work is how to use things for Krishna. That's the art of work, right? Prabhupada refers, I've heard him refer in some places where he talks about the art of work.
It's in the Gita.
In the Gita.
Krishna.
Oh, Krishna says, okay. So it's that, because the art of work is how to practically apply the devotional process and the order of Guru into your life. That's the art of work. But you have to know what work is. Because remember the previous discussion was, what is work, what's non-work, and what's bad work. So you have to know this science. And then that science has to be applied. That's the art. Right? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates, They are ignorant because they do not know how to do activities without creating bondage, right? That's the art of work. How to do something that doesn't create bondage. So if we're basing something on our bodily identification, and that's the motive, it will bind. Right? Yeah. It will bind. But if you're doing it to please Krishna, it won't bind. So it has to be to please Krishna. You can't say just, we're devotees, it doesn't matter, or I'm not the body, or, you know, all these, you know. No, it's because it's Krishna. Because otherwise, we're not the body, that's just, you know, a so-called vijnanamai. Right? So the point is anandamaya, that's bhakti.
No, I just see only Guru Sadhushastra can check.
If only Guru Sadhushastra can check. That's why we always start there and come down. Because if every step is solid, then you can see whether you're going off. But if you're starting from the bottom, then you think I'm... You say, okay, that's where I'm going, and you take your step.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if we ask, okay, which way is Calcutta? And we say that way. So now if someone starts walking out that way, they'll have a problem. If you want to go to Calcutta, you have to walk the other way.
Yes.
Right? Because that'll take you to the road, which will take you around. It'll get you on the highway. That'll actually take you that way. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difficulty, is that you have to, by following authority, then even they show you how it works. Then you can judge. So when you start with pleasing Krishna, then what does Guru Sadhu Shastra say on this? What's the recommendation of our acharyas?
Yes.
Then what's the recommendation of Prabhupada? Then you see that now it comes down, and then now it gets, you know, it's more exact. So now when we try to apply it, it's easier to find your step. So if we start with our step, we'll go, you know, I'm a devotee, so any step I take is a devotee, right? It says so in the Brahma Samhita, right? Every step is a dance, right? So, like that. So I have authority.
It's in second chapter of Gita. A man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad reactions, even in this life. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of all work.
Okay, yes. So that's the point. As you can see, it's relieving from actions, and that, so it's consistent in here.
Yes, yes.
Like that.
Maharaj, in the morning you were mentioning that we take knowledge and skills, which is the lowest, to be the... Authority now.
Yes.
What is the Vedic,
Guru Sadhu and Shastra.
Yes, yes.
Means you're starting from Shastra, means it has to be based on the Veda.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the Veda, then you have the Shruti, meaning the Smriti. So Shruti is first, then Smriti.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have what the Acharyas have given us, our spiritual master, you know, other personalities have authorized. Then with that, then the fourth one is how we feel about it, how we're able to apply it, and
yes,
everything like
yes.
that. You know, so, you know, it's just like it's a bona fide, you know, the bona fide, you know, appropriate French personality. Put it together, it went down the French, what do you call it, catwalk. From there through the bona fide, you know, how you say methodologies, it ends up in your city, you know, in the appropriate boutique. Now you can go in there and try it on and see if it fits. Right? Otherwise, there's a variety there.
We have freedom at the time.
Yeah, yeah. You have freedom to choose what you like, as long as it's from that house, that came from that place, that came from that guy. Then it's okay. Does that make sense? No, wrong example. Okay.
Proximity.
Okay. It worked. It worked.
Yes.
Okay. You just had to touch him, and then okay. Now I understand. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Very good. Yes. So see that in position, right? And then as soon as he walks out, what was that? That didn't make any sense at all.
Chaya,
yeah,
like the ecstasy
reflects shadows. Yeah. This reflects. We were talking this morning of the imposition of the Shankya philosophers by the association of jiva with material energy. Then the qualities are swapped and all that. So.
very practical. Anywhere can be used.
Oh, that's right. It's materialistic science, you know. So you can be
sticky.
Huh?
We all remember that.
Yeah. Now, what was Arsiddhanta in that? That we may not remember, but you know that one. Okay, but you got it or not? No. Okay. Then let us say, okay. Hewlett-Packard?
HP.
HP? No. What about CHOT? Yeah. Okay. Now, in Bombay, then that, down at the end of Juhu Beach, there's all the CHOT guys. Right? So you've heard from authority about that these are the CHOT people. So if you want bona fide CHOT, you have to go there. Right? Now, then, and within that, there are various bona fide shops. Right? That are recommended. Right? So many guys there, but there's the original guys, and then there's all the other guys that come along because most people don't know who the original guys are. Right? And there's a good chance they don't even have the taste to tell the difference, which is perfectly fine for those who can because they go to the original guys. Right? Mm. Now, if you know, we have this list of five guys, you know, there. You have your what do you call them? The Panipuris? You know, you have your Belpuri guy, then you have your
Belpuri.
Huh? Yeah, all these different ones, right? So then, from that, now you can choose which one works for you. Because someone's saying, oh, they like this chot, and someone else says that chot. But you have to see which one works for you. But they're all bona fide. Right? But if you start on your own, and you're somewhere out, you know, in, on Derry West, then, you know, there's a good chance that, you know, you won't bump into the right chot wallahs. Does that make sense? Okay. Now we got it. We have to find the right example for the right person.
Yeah. It's quite international.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sometimes it's just it's really hard to make it work. That's why I generally stick to potatoes. They're quite universal. Generally everybody can relate to a potato. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and as time goes, it's harder and harder to find examples. Because the internet, everybody, means when you go on the internet, the algorithms adjust it for specifically you. And so your experience will be different from someone else's. So means previously, everybody kind of read the same book, same magazine, same things, like this. So you had common points to talk about. But now there's very little in common.
Facebook.
Yeah,
encompasses everything.
But even what comes up on your thing, it depends upon who your friends are. If other friends, then other things come up.
Same crap everywhere.
Oh, I see. Okay. Speaking from realization. Since they are proud and since they are fools, thinking themselves learned, they do not ask from those who know, because know means knows devotional service. So not meaning that their knowledge and skill isn't great, right? It's that they don't know devotional service. They become bewildered by sweet words such as, we became immortal by drinking soma. Or, those who observe Chaturmasya sacrifices become immortal. Right? Swarga is a place where there's no heat, cold, fatigue, or enemies. Right? Until Baldi Mars comes along. means Swarga is a place where there's no heat, cold, fatigue, or enemies. There isn't. Like that. Means that that's actually correct. But when Bali Maharaj comes and kicks you out, you're not in Swarga anymore. Now you feel heat, cold, fatigue, and you had enemies. Yeah, so these points aren't told in these shastras. They'll be told in the Shruti. But the Upanishads will talk about that. But the Karma section will not talk about that. Consequently, they speak sweet words amongst themselves, such as, we will enjoy with the upsides. Like that. Yeah, and then there's Urvasi, which you're not going to enjoy with, as we saw before, the previous. It's just not happening. Sri Chamasa continued, due to the influence of the mode of passion, they become subject to terrible vows and are excessively lusty. Right? Because lust just means more desire.
Yes, yes.
Right? Because lust simply means you want to, experience the benefits of something.
Yes.
You know, for your senses. The senses, the mind, the things like that. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Generally, it's just as lusty simply means that it's sexual.
Yes.
But no, so lust just means you want to engage the senses in the sense objects. You know, and experience that. That's lust.
Mm-hmm.
When it's the same thing is done to please Krishna, it's called devotion, it's love.
Yes. Yes.
So engaging the senses into the service of the Lord of the senses, that's bhakti, that is prema. Then doing the same activities without Krishna in mind, just for the results and experiences you gain from it, that's lust. That's why it says, lust is the perverted form of love.
Yes.
Right?
Between one or the other.
Right? Yeah, it's one or the other. So that's the whole point, is that mixed means you're switching it.
Yes. Yes.
And then when you come to the neutral point, okay, maybe there's no lust, but you haven't developed the love. So that's why then, from bhava, that's the fully neutral state, you could say. Then you're going forward, developing that positive and bringing it to the platform of prema. Right? So that's why also it says before, it says women are lusty, means they have more of an interest to taste and engage in a wide variety of things. Right? The guy does something, he likes this. He likes this particular coffee, that particular donut. He'll eat that, drink that coffee, and eat that donut today, tomorrow, until Ananta Sesh breathes out and burns up all the world, like that. Literally. And then he'll just turn to the guy next to him. Getting a little hot, don't you think? Unseasonal, don't you think? Yeah. But the women, even they love that coffee, love that donut, then after three, they got to eat something else.
That much time you're eating donuts, you have to switch.
Yeah, you have to switch. Like that. That's why you have.
It's different.
Yeah, so that's the whole point. That's why it has to create that.
Yes.
So now, the whole point is your lust is just for yourself, love is for Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're taking that field of lust where all these sensual engagements, and now switching that to doing that for Krishna.
Yes.
Then, bingo.
Yes.
Right, so you don't even require all that intellectualization. You just have to switch the experience from one to the other.
And there's no loss.
Huh? And there's no loss. So women will go from material to transcendental. Men tend to go material and spiritual, transcendental. Like that. So it's there's no need. So that's the point, is that the same opportunity is there for everyone. It's just that it has to be understood how to connect it to Krishna.
Yes.
That's the whole point.
And to be convinced.
And can be, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, that's the faith.
Yes.
And as that faith deepens, you get more and more convinced and more fixed. So they get distracted by all these sweet words. Sri Chamasa continued. Their anger is like that of a snake. Deceitful, overly proud, and sinful in their behavior, they mock the devotees. Because sinful means it can have the form, but they're following Shastra. But since it's not at all for Krishna, it's not devotional, it's totally material, that's technically sinful by the spiritual definition. If it's done for Krishna, that's pious. If it's not done for Krishna, that's sinful. So even within that sinful, then you'd say that there are those who are more inclined towards piety, you know, to follow the Shastra, but that's meant to serve Krishna, but they won't. Or those who are not inclined even there. So then they're, so you have the sinful of the sinful, you have the pious of the sinful, and then you have the pious.
Yes.
Right? So makes sense. Yeah. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. These people take terrible vows, just as this enemy should die. Yeah, we're thinking, what are these terrible? Why don't do that? This enemy should die. Oh, okay. Now I get it. Okay, due to the increase of Rajaguna, right? So that's because you want something, and then somebody gets in the way of that. So then they should die. Right? No. They have snake-like anger, which is ever increasing. Because the snake, just is a little bit bothered, they'll attack. Right? You know, it's just like if you're a kid and somebody bumps into you, you bump into them back. You know, you don't do the what do you call it, kendo thing, where you draw the sword and you cut off their head in one slice and then put your sword back. They don't do that. That's what the snakes do. You bump into them, they bite you and kill you. So that's what it means, right? This, like snakes, it's just the reaction is so much greater than what's actually been done. And with time, it gets more and more. The more greater the pride is, then the greater that is. Right? They wear wood beads and beg to fill their bellies while worshipping Vishnu. In this way, they only attain suffering. They mock the devotees. Right? So they do all these things, but it's all just for materialistic purposes. It's not actually to please the Lord. Yeah. Okay, stop here. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandini.